Wiccan's eyes comeback momentum in IMSA return. After a celebratory season in 2025, Robert Wiccan's returns to this year's Acura Grand Prix of Long Beach for the first of five GTD races in the IMSA WeatherTech Championship. This marks Wiccan's highly anticipated return to the series after a successful debut last year. The paraplegic driver made his WeatherTech debut on the Long Beach streets in DXDT Racing's Z06 GT3, where he celebrated Kyle Kirkwood's win from the pole in the IndyCar race. Wiccan's impressive performance has sparked excitement among fans and industry insiders alike. Wiccan's came close to podiums in IMSA driving a Corvette equipped with hand controls, in addition to joining three Hyundai Motorsports co-drivers to finish second in the TCR class at the Nürburgring's 24-hour. His determination and skill have earned him a reputation as one of the most talented drivers in the industry, despite facing significant challenges due to his physical condition. Wiccan's success is a testament to the advancements made in adaptive driving technology. In September, Wiccan's and his wife Carly welcomed twins and now have three children. The family's growth has been well documented, but Wiccan's focus on his racing career remains unwavering. With his family by his side, Wiccan's is ready to take on the challenges of the IMSA WeatherTech Championship once again. Amid all the success, however, Wiccan's suffered a major setback. He failed to land enough money to drive DXDT Racing's Corvette in the Michelin Endurance Cup events this year, as well as the sprints. This setback highlights the financial realities of professional sports car racing, where teams often struggle to secure funding for their drivers. Wiccan's situation underscores the need for more support systems and resources for adaptive drivers. When you are with a customer team in sports car racing, it tends to come with a price tag to it.